This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will address the nation at 5 p.m. today. The Prime Minister's address will be broadcast live by all stations of Akashvani and Doordarshan. It will also be live-streamed on Akashvani News 24/7 and entire network of Prasar Bharati. In view of this, the news bulletins of 5 p.m. and 5.05 p.m. stand cancelled. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be visiting Arunachal Pradesh and Tripura tomorrow. During the visit, Mr. Modi will inaugurate multiple development projects worth over 5,100 crore rupees. In Arunachal Pradesh, he will lay the foundation stone of two major hydropower projects worth over 3,700 crore rupees. In Tripura, the Prime Minister will inaugurate the development work of the Mata Tripura Sundari Temple Complex at Matavadi under the Pilgrimage Rejuvenation and Spiritual Heritage Augmentation Drive Scheme. On this Independence Day, from the ramparts of the Red Fort, Prime Minister Narendra Modi announced the next generation of GST reforms. His vision was realized on the 3rd of this month, when the GST Council reduced tax rates in many sectors to ease the lives of citizens, a report.
The Council has simplified the indirect tax system into a two-tier structure of 5% and 18% from a four-tier structure of 5%, 12%, 18% and 28%. An additional slab of 40% has been introduced for selected items including tobacco and luxury items. The GST Council approved rate rationalization with a focus on the common man, labor-intensive industries, farmers, agriculture, health and key drivers of the economy. Under the new structure, food items including ultra-high-temperature milk, chhena, paneer, pizza bread and chapati will attract zero tax. GST on agricultural equipment, light tractors, harvesting and composting machinery has been reduced from 12% to 5%, marking a significant step in the agricultural sector. The government has also reduced the GST on two-wheelers up to 350cc from 28% to 18%. The reduction in GST will bring relief to lower middle-class families, young professionals and gig workers who depend on affordable transport for their livelihood and daily needs. Small cars, which previously were a part of the 28% slab, have also been slashed down to 18% under the next generation GST reforms. The new tax rates will come into effect from tomorrow. Shivang, Akashvani News, Delhi.
Defense Minister Rajnath Singh will embark on an official visit to Morocco beginning today. This will mark the first ever visit of a Raksha Mantri to the North African nation, highlighting the growing strategic convergence between India and Morocco. In a social media post, Mr. Singh said, during the visit, he will hold a bilateral meeting with his Moroccan counterpart, Abdellatif Lothiye, to strengthen defense, strategic and industry cooperation. He will also attend the inauguration of Tata Advanced Systems, Maroc's new manufacturing facility for the wheeled armored platform at Berishid. This facility is the first ever Indian defense manufacturing plant in Africa. Union Minister Dharmendra Pradhan has said that the three-language policy is a successful method to improve education and there was no intention to impose any language by the centre. Interacting with media in Chennai today, he said that it was only the politics in some states which creates a fear psychosis in the society. Pointing out that only 10% of the population spoke English, he said that a student has to learn the mother tongue and two other languages of their choice. In Asia Cup T20 cricket, India will face Pakistan in the second Super 4 clash in Dubai today. The match is scheduled to begin at 8 p.m. IST. This will be the second meeting between the two sides in the tournament. India secured a convincing 7-wicket victory over Pakistan in the group stage encounter last week. And India's Anand Kumar Velkumar clinched gold in the men's 42-kilometers marathon and made history at the 2025 World Speed Skating Championships in China. And the India Meteorological Department has predicted heavy rainfall conditions at isolated places over Andaman and Nicobar Islands, Gangetic West Bengal, Chhattisgarh, Vidarbha and Orissa for 2 to 3 days. Met Department has also predicted heavy rainfall over most of northeast India and Karaikal and Telangana till tomorrow. And that is the end of this news bulletin.